Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the second day of the nine prayers offered to us by Thich Nhat Hanh. They seem to me to be especially applicable and potent during this time of division, fear of illness, suffering over anxiety, and harm committed in anger by one group towards another. The kind of prayers that we are practicing during these meditations. Thay says, this kind of prayer is also contemplation, meditation, and practice. It generates spirituality and generosity in every moment of our daily life. By consciously focusing on certain prayers, those that deepen compassion for all, we can nourish the tree of universal peace through our individual and collective efforts, bit by bit. To those of a Buddhist tradition, praying without also practicing is not real prayer. Real prayer requires action and intention. In the Christian scriptures, we hear from James that faith without works is dead. And in other traditions that focus on the relief of others' suffering, there are traditions spoken in different words to accomplish the same thing. That is, the recognition that prayer and action live and move together. So let us focus today on the second prayer, holding strongly the intention that these nine prayers may begin to relieve collective suffering. If you're not already, please be seated in your comfortable posture with your back reasonably straight and your hands in your lap. As you breathe that first breath again, that in-breath, bring it up your spine and let it straighten your spine, go all the way up the spine through your neck, around in your head, circle around and come back down the front of your body, relaxing your eyes, your eyebrows, your ears, your mouth, down through your chest, your abdomen, and all the way down into the very soil that is under the floor upon which your chair sits. Breathing gently now. In breath and out breath. And repeating silently inside with me, may I be free from suffering and injury. May I live in safety. May he be free from injury and suffering. May he live in safety. Bringing to mind all the he's and she's that cross your path in life and those you love. May he be free from injury and suffering. May he live in safety. May she be free from suffering and injury. May she live in safety. Imagining those people in your mind's eye that you care deeply about, those you don't know, those you read about who are suffering with the impact of economic loss, the short or long-term effects of this coronavirus, or any other kind of suffering that comes to mind, and repeating quietly inside after me, may they be free from injury and suffering. May they live in safety. Thinking about the frontline workers in healthcare, retail, food service. For them, let us pray. May they be free from injury and suffering. May they live in safety. May they be free from injury and suffering. May they live in safety. And as you sit with your in-breath and your out-breath, repeat those lines to yourself inside with me. May I be free from injury and suffering. May I live safely. May he or she be free from injury and suffering. May he and she live in safety. May they all be free from injury and suffering. May they all live in safety. You may notice with this way of prayer about freedom from suffering that your heart feels more open. There is space. In this prayer, we have asked for help from the one to whom we pray because we know that we need it. The Buddhist philosophy of no self is very much like the Christian prayer of Paul when he asks that he may become less of Paul and more of Christ. The essence of these teachings is that there be no separation between us, but especially between ourselves and the divine energy to which we pray. The God of our understanding, the power of collective compassion. Help us all to be free from injury and suffering. Help us to live in safety. Help us to care about and for one another. Help us to attend to those who are suffering. Help us to offer safety. All religious traditions have some reference to the flow of divine love through us, within us, and circling around back to the divine with our desire that it grow stronger in us as that desire and intention to relieve suffering and pray for safety of all living beings circles around through the divine and through us, and giving into the world the divine gift of healing. May we all be free from injury and suffering. May we all live in safety. And may all the efforts to help this virus run its own course and be contained by the efforts of prayers and science. For this, we ask your help. Breathing in and breathing out. Gently allowing that heart space to open and breathe out that desire for the relief of suffering for yourself, your partner, other individuals that you know, and the entire collective community. May they be free. May we all be free from suffering. Take it with you, my friends. Namaste. Amen.